Hey everybody, welcome to my world, part two. You know, last night's show was something else. We had problems, and for some reason, Google Chrome decided to do an update, and then after the update, there was an outage. We don't know what happened, and we had basically 15 minutes lost in the show, and I had a whole bunch of good stuff for us to talk about and to watch, and some of it was really funny. And so I talked to the producer that I've got, and Victoria Smith, and I said, hey, I said, we need to do a special edition on Thursday. Can we do it? She says, yeah, we can do it. Just tell me the time and we'll get everything set up for you. So thanks to Victoria Smith, part of our great group here at the Trim Radio Network, for setting things up. And so, you know, I tried to get things from last night's show moved over to this show, and I've added a few things, and I've taken a few things off. I found some more funny stuff, and I thought, gee whiz, hopefully we don't have any more updates from Google, because Chrome really messed things up yesterday, plus an outage, and we weren't even notified of it. So there went 15 minutes of the program, and I had to wing it the rest of the hour to try to cover some of the things that I was going to cover, but I couldn't do the comedy. So that's why we're going to do the comedy tonight in a special edition. And hopefully you'll have fun with this one, because hopefully you remember this old TV show that I'm going to talk about, because basically I was around in Cincinnati when it happened. That's a clue. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever. And I'll tell you what, we've got a disclaimer to do, because if we don't do it, the powers that be, they might zap us, you know. Our nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. I mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends about us, because, hey, we're on Wednesday nights live right here on the Trim Radio Network. So you have to check us out. Big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, the University of Finley. You know, I always give these little plugs. I don't get paid to do this, but I got to give people credit where credit's due. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, the Big Family Homestead, Brad and Krista out in the middle of Wisconsin, and it's probably harvest season out there now. The Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. Beautiful, wonderful people. Level-headed. I'll tell you what, they're great people. They're down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Listen to their YouTube page. Also, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for 16 years. Great guy. Really is. He's talking about, a little bit about the economy and what's going on and maybe how to prep for it. Also, we also have the Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and I've been posting some stuff on Money and Change on that page about things that she's talking about. So you might want to go to the Money and Change website for the Trim Radio Network. Check it out, because there's a lot of good information there. And also we have Prepper Princess. I just posted something about what she's talking about. And also LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And you know, I always talk about the GMRS radios, not the bubble wrap jobs. These things, this one is an Ocean 935G Plus. I can talk 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can get out another 90 miles and talk to different people. You meet a lot of different friends. Also, for $35, you know, you have an FCC license. And that license is good for your whole family. Yeah, it's a good deal. And so you can, in times of an emergency, whether it's tornadoes or hurricanes or floods or whatever, you can communicate with your family members with this radio. They have to have one too, but they can use your call sign and they can talk and you can communicate in an emergency or just if you want to talk. And I've talked to a lot of different people and I'm on different repeaters. Matter of fact, I think I'm on 6 different repeaters. So if I travel to Findlay, Ohio, I can talk on their repeater. This is a 5-watt unit. What I'm going to put in my car is a 50-watt unit. This 5-watt unit, like I said, gets out 35 miles. It's a good deal. It really is. You have to have a good antenna. That's why I have an Nagoya 771G antenna. And this is an Ocean 935G Plus. And it's good. It's a really good radio. It really is. Super. You can get them at Better Safe Radios or other places. You just have to check them out. I don't get paid for saying this stuff. I'm just saying, in an emergency, these things are great. Okay? Oh, so much for that one. We've also got the Max. Check out Colby at the Max. You really do. He's a good guy. He really is. Hey, what's going on with the Trim Radio Network? Let's get something up here on the screen so you can see what I've got. You know, it takes several hours to put these shows together, and you have to do the research and everything else. And hopefully, you can hit the buttons, because that's important, because that gets you where we need to go. And, of course, this is our webpage that we've got, or our Facebook page with Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And you can see our different groups here. It's a private group right now. I'll open it up and make it public soon. But you can see what we have there. And I post different things. And this was the cover page. Eat your popcorn. Enjoy yourself. Have your snacks and favorite beverage. Tonight's one of those kickback and relax nights. I mean, that guy looks, he's like really tense. He doesn't have to. He can kick back and relax. Well, anyhow, we talk about the Trim Radio Network. And here's our webpage, if you take a look at it. And you can amplify your voice and grow your impact. You can have your own video show. And it's great. If you have any questions, click the red dot. It used to be blue. For some reason, I changed the color to red. But, you know, just click there. And all it's going to do is say, you know, give us your name, email address, and tell us what you want to do. And if you want to have your own show, it's easy to do. You just click on that and it comes up with your name, your phone number. Don't forget the area code, and also put your message down like, hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. How can I do it? And then send the message. That's all you have to do. Really, it's that simple. And somebody will get back with you very quickly. And then you will be speaking to probably Victoria or maybe Michael Bejas very quickly, okay? I mean, this is great. We have a lot of fun on this show. And if you want to take a look at the creators and our different shows, you can just click on this stuff, and it'll get you there, okay? The leadership, I always have to do that because that has some people that we know. If it loads, there we go. You got to watch the bouncing boxes. It's great. It's easy to do. But here's the Fab Four. Okay, maybe Fab 3.5. You've got Michael Bejas, and he's the founder. Mike's a great guy. I mean, really is. He even builds computers, and he built me one heck of a nice tower. It's great. It's fantastic. And then we have Rascala Stefan. He's our Chief Operating Officer. There it is right in front of me, and I can't even pronounce it right. Chief Operating Officer. And he's located up in Cleveland, up in that area. And he's a computer whiz. I mean, this guy is fantastic. And he has some really good shows. Also, you take a look at me as the Chief Relationship Officer. What is that? What am I supposed to do? Well, anyhow, I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Please buy the merchandise. That's me. And then we have Victoria Smith, the Chief Marketing Officer. And boy, she sets things up for this program and Money and Change. She does a fantastic job. She's located down in the great state of Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, she's a fantastic person. And she does the marketing activities and the brand development and so forth. So that's the Fab 3.5. Okay. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, we've got different channels. We've got live stream. We've got the vault, which is the archives. We have events, schedule, and community. But we also have something that helps finance everything, and it's called Buy the Merch. The merch? It's merchandise. And here the merchandise is. I mean, here you go. Buy your t-shirts. Buy your hats. There's a Money and Change t-shirt. We have mugs. We have offsides for football. That's going to be coming up. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good show with Michael Bejas and I believe his son. And they talk a lot about football, including the Buckeyes. And then we have t-shirts and sweatshirts and other mugs. We have morphing mugs. And I imagine we can still do clocks too. We have a lot of different things. Okay, just buy the merchandise. What happens to the money? The money that we get from selling the merchandise goes in to pay for airtime, and airtime ain't cheap because you have to pay for that airtime to get the shows out. And we go all over the world. For example, last week I had three people come in and they wanted to join Money and Change. I said, that's fine. And I approved them to join. And one was from Myanmar, which makes a couple people that's from over in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. Some from India and some from South Africa, some from other parts of Africa. We had somebody from Kenya. So Yambo and Habari, that's about all I know from my buddy that I went to school with at the University of Finley. We'll talk about them later. But anyhow, buy the merchandise. It helps keep us on the air. Please. So that's what we have with the Trim Radio Network. And if you want to contact us, go ahead and hit the contact us button. Okay. And that's that little red or maroon button over here. But check us out. Tell your friends about us. And if you want to do your own show, let us know. Okay. We talked about the Facebook page that we have. And I like to post things there. I like to post things on the Money and Change site. Oh, prepare for the offline apocalypse. Do you have books? Oh, yeah. I would be checking things out. What happens if the internet goes out? Then you can't get any more Money and Change or Rascala's Red Pill reality show or Michael Bejas's Walk with Christ God. Or Victoria's marketing show. I mean, come on. You got to have things. You have to store things. And this talks about it. This is the Rogue Prepper. Her last name is actually Rogue, believe it or not. So you want to check out what we have here. And it's easy. If you want to join us, I'll put you in. It's all you have to do is send us a request, hit that red button, tell Stu that I want to join. And it's easy. We can do that. Okay. Some crazy stuff is going on lately. I mean, really crazy stuff. There was a thing that happened, I believe it was in Washington, D.C. And I saw this and I thought, oh, I've got to tell you guys about it. There was a guy that went nuts. And what he did, he got in a police officer's face. And what he did was take a sandwich and assault him with a sandwich. Throw a sandwich at a cop? Oh, come on. That was assault. This is what happened to it. Never throw a sandwich at a cop. I mean, give him a sandwich, fine. But don't throw it at him. That becomes assault. Watch this. I hope he's a track star. Isn't that something? The guy's absolutely a nut. And the cop has to stand there and take it. And then he gets assaulted with a, looks like a Subway sandwich. Oh, well. All right, so much for that. What else is going on? There's a lot of news on the troops and everything in Washington, D.C. There was one that I had, and oh my goodness, it disappeared. This is what happens. I have things set up, and things suddenly disappear. Anyhow, there was a lady that was looking to get her own engagement ring. Believe it or not. And she went into Arkansas and there was a national park there. And anyhow, she found a 2-carat diamond. She didn't know what it was at first, but it turned out to be a 2-carat diamond. And I saw this and I thought, oh, I'd play it for you. But guess what? Things go crazy here. Let's see if this is it. No, it isn't. It's not loading. Oh, well, welcome to my world, guys. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. Sometimes we get the elevator and, well, a lot of times, you know, we get the shaft. Anyhow, what else was going on? Oh, the University of Findlay. And you thought I wasn't going to cover it. Wow. Listen to this one.
Health informatics is all about the use of computer, and by the use of all the modern technology, they can access your health records and provide you all the necessary medical services wherever and at what part of the world you are in.
This program was not on my radar at all. Just kind of stumbled into it, and it was probably the best experience that I could have ever imagined.
The best thing is that we make sure that the patient has been delivered the quality healthcare by analyzing all of their reports, which is very cool because we are sure that they are getting the quality healthcare.
The health informatics program here at Findlay was fantastic. It gave us the opportunity to go out to do an internship. My internship was with Blanchard Valley Hospital, and I worked within their information systems department. They allowed me the freedom. I was just like a regular employee, went and worked on projects for them, and I never would have had that opportunity, I don't think, without the informatics program.
By doing what I'm doing now, I think I'm loving my life better. That was my main motto. I wanted to be among those few people who really love the life they live, and it helped me reach my potential every single day. It just made me realize that there is more to do with it. And every day is a learning process, and by learning, I'm enjoying it every single day.
Everybody at the University of Findlay is on the same page. No matter what college, whatever department you're working in within the school, you're going to have supportive staff there ready to help you. And I think that was one of the things that took me back when I walked into this classroom was just how supportive everybody is, and they want you to succeed.
So I was very much assured that I chose the best field because it is skyrocketing and it is the best profession right now in the U.S. market.
There it is, the University of Findlay. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. Great professors, great president, and Dr. Kathy Fell. Great facilities, good students. And a big freshman class. We're going to check them out. What's up next? Oh, I love this guy. This is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. And I want to tell you something. This guy, oh, he is so humorous. He has a way of saying things. Like if somebody does something wrong, he'll say, they're a special kind of stupid, like the guy that threw the sandwich. I mean, he comes up with a lot of good ones, and he's just plain funny sometimes. Very smart man. A very good senator. But he has a good sense of humor, and I thought, hey, I'd play some of that for you guys tonight because it's funny. But he makes a lot of good sense. Maybe he makes more sense than a lot of people in Washington, D.C. Let's listen to him.
Hey, cops, just because of the cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. As I've said about him before, I think she's the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. When you have hypothermia, you don't strip naked and run in the snow.
Right.
Senator Schumer never makes the same mistake twice. He makes it five or six times just to make sure he got it right. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Republicans aren't perfect, but the other side is crazy. These people are about 10 exits past normal. The party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty block. They're screaming like Musk stole their dog or something. Just from a political standpoint, you never interfere with your enemy when he's kicking his own ass. They're worried that she doesn't. They're worried that she was that kid in grade school who ate paste. People are worried that if she walked by a polygraph machine, the dang thing would explode. He basically used the Democrats as a chew toy. If you think this list is real, you probably think that Elvis is alive and running a small bait stand on Lake Erie. My Democratic friends, Brian, seem determined to find out what it's like to be a Jets fan. It sounds like the game room of a mental hospital. They're so upset. That's like being opposed to children or prosperity or golden retrievers. Tariffs are like whiskey. A little whiskey under the right circumstances can be refreshing. Too much whiskey under the wrong circumstances, and you end up drunk as a goat. God created the world, but everything else is made in China. For some people, the best way to get back on your feet is to get off your ass. I tell them, look, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. He's one special type of person I really enjoy, Senator John Kennedy. I mean, he always comes up with some really good ones, and I really like that guy. In a way, I wish he was president, because, I mean, you could laugh with him, and he makes his points, and that's a good thing. But anyhow, I was looking at that. There were some other quotes that I was going to put on, and I was looking at the time, and do we have time to do everything? Well, now for some fun stuff. And I hope you've got your snacks and your drink. And I hope you've got a cushy chair, you know, not a beanbag chair. Those are old things. They're comfortable, but they're passe. How about a nice easy chair or recliner? You're laying on the couch and you've got your pet next to you. And, you know, you could have maybe the cat or the dog looking at that bowl of popcorn and they start licking their lips and they start pawing you, wanting some. That happened to me the other night. And it wasn't even my pet. It was a friend's pet. And what the cat did was just come up and paw me like, okay, you're having a snack. I want a snack. And it was persistent, so I had to give him part of the snack. Oh, well. Anyhow, I hope you're sitting back and relaxing. The next bit that I want to do is what I planned to do last night, and that was to talk about WKRP. And back in the late 80s and early 90s, I worked in Cincinnati, and WKRP happened to be on TV. And every night, I don't know whether or not it was Tuesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, WKRP was on, and it was about a fictional radio station in Cincinnati. And when I first saw it, I thought, now, wait a minute. The building that they're showing on is the old Enquirer building where I worked. And they did a side shot of it, and I swear I could see my office there. and my office was up on the 9th floor. And the Enquirer building was, it was a neat place to work because you could see Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, George Foster, Sparky Anderson. You could see other famous people going around and some of the news people from Cincinnati. And then if you really wanted to have fun, just up the street from there was Skyline Chili. And you could run into Pat Barry up there. And, you know, a lot of people in Cincinnati that had TV shows and stuff at WLW. It was an interesting place to work. And I loved working in that crazy building. I mean, 14 floors. I would get on the elevator there and somebody would say, well, what floor do you want? And I'd say 16, just to see what they would do. And they'd look for 16 that didn't exist because it only went to 14. And I, you know, laughed with them a little bit. And I said, no, I need to get off on 9. And, you know, we had a lot of fun there. And it was good. And I basically supervised 27 different food service facilities from my office. And I had to do health inspections and everything else with all these different facilities at University of Cincinnati at their branch campuses and the main campus and federal building and post offices and everything else. I had a lot of responsibility at that time. I have got more as time went on. But anyhow, it was a fun place to be. And you would listen to WKRP, and I'll tell you what, that was a fun place, a real fun place to work. Because that building brought back memories of WKRP. And when I was in college at the University of Findlay, actually back then it was called Findlay College, I had some shows on the radio station WVFC, the voice of Findlay College. And it was a small AM station on campus, and we did a lot of different things. And some of the stuff and the hijinks that went on there was similar to WKRP. But when that show came out, I mean, I watched that every episode. I had to. It was so funny. And all the different characters and everything. So let's see what we've got for WKRP tonight. If I can find the right button to hit. What's going on next? Well, guess what? So much for John Kennedy. I have to put him to sleep. Good night, John. Here's our next one. See if you can remember this. Brings back memories.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and done with packing. Town to town, up and down the dive. We were never just anything to be once in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart too, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling. Far away from you, I'm feeling low. It's been late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go. Thank you. baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. God, kind of tired of packing and unpacking, downtown, up and down the drive. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati. And you know, what brought this about was Lonnie Anderson passed away last week, and somebody said she was 80, and somebody else said she was 79, and then finally it came out, well, it was only 2 days before she became 80. She doesn't look that old. And of course, she was married to Burt Reynolds and so forth. But anyhow, Lonnie Anderson passed away. And here's what I get from ABC Channel 7. Listen to this.
Hey, Jory, Lonnie Anderson died just 2 days before her 80th birthday. She was best known for her Emmy-winning role on the sitcom WKRP Cincinnati.
You want me, Mr. Carlson?
Hi, come in, Jennifer. Have a seat.
No, thank you.
Well, all right. This particular point in time, I would like to dictate a press release.
I don't take dictation.
What? Oh, all right. I guess I can do this thing myself. It's probably going to be a long meeting, though, so why don't you get coffee for all the guys here?
I don't get coffee, Mr. Carlson. We agree. You have to draw the line somewhere.
The hit show about a radio station trying to revamp itself ran for 4 seasons. Anderson played the smart and sexy receptionist, Jennifer Marlowe. The role earned her 2 Emmy Awards and 3 Golden Globe nominations. She also starred in other TV shows like Partners in Crime, and she appeared in Three's Company. We interviewed Anderson back in 2013 in Hollywood while she was signing autographs for fans.
Here we are. We're really here. We're just waiting to meet people.
Her film credits include A Night at the Roxbury and the 1983 comedy Stroker Ace with Burt Reynolds. She later married Reynolds, but it ended in divorce in 1994. Anderson died at a hospital in Los Angeles after a prolonged illness, according to her publicist. Now, Anderson leaves behind her husband, Bob Flick, 2 adult children, and 4 grandkids. She was 79 years old, and she had a loyal fan base, so yeah. I know they are grieving her death.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll tell you what, she was good in that show, and you know something? What they did with her was all she did was basically answer the phone and look good. That was basically it. She didn't make coffee for people. She didn't type memos or anything. And that was part of the arrangement that she made with Carlson, Mr. Carlson, who was the manager of the station. And his mother bought the station. And Mama Carlson really ruled the roost. And you can go back and take a look at some of the stuff that Mama Carlson did. Because she would come in there and she would rule the roost. And everybody feared her except for Gary Sandy, who played, you know, the head manager there for the disc jockeys and stuff, the program manager. But it was such a fun thing. And to be working in the Enquirer building, I mean, the windows that they had there looked similar to ours, but it was just interesting. And when I first went to work in the Enquirer building up on the 9th floor, it didn't look anything like that because it had been, I guess, totally redone. It was really nice. And we had some long hallways and offices off to the side and so forth. And we had 40 people working on that floor. And I don't know where they would have put that radio station. And it was right next to the Cincinnati Hotel. And after the baseball game, I would go back with my friends. We'd go back and we'd go to the cricket bar next to the Enquirer building. And they even filmed scenes there of the guys at WKRP. And we had to wait on the traffic to get out of downtown Cincinnati before we left for home. And I mean, it was interesting. It really was an interesting time. Well, let's see what goes on next. Here we go.
You'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Sure.
I want to ask each and every one of you for a personal favor. Now, as you know, I belong to the local Kiwanis Club. Now, granted, that is an all men's organization, but and while we didn't have and well still don't a large minority membership, we well, I would just like to say right here at the outset, that if any of you people are in here just because I'm the boss, then I think you should leave. I just personally like that. You see, hello, WKRP. Mr. Carlson? Oh, he's not in. Guy's never in. Hello, WKRP. Travis? No, he's not in. No, the guy's never in.
Look out! Herb Tollick's selling life insurance and he's headed this way.
Sparky Anderson.
Messman presents, in cooperation with WKRP Sports, usually done by Les Messman, Sparky's Bulletin with Sparky Anderson.
Hi, everybody. This is Sparky
Anderson. Instead of Les Messman.
There lies the reason that...
Hi, you're in the bullpen.
Oh, Sparky?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Well, thanks a lot. Bye.
Johnny Fever.
That's a hit. He's playing a hit.
Another 12. Hello, police.
Beaver, relinquish the board. There's been a startling development in the news. Well, this is important, trust me. The Queen City stretched wide its welcoming arms to the Ohio Hop Farmers Association for their annual pork festival. This reporter has learned from a reliable source close to the hog persons that yours truly, Les Messman, has been named featured speaker at the closing night swine soiree and dinner dance. Congratulations, Les.
A WKRP carp. WPIG Pig.
What a day. I love oxygen. Say, do any of you remember dreams?
I do.
I dream every night, and then I write these dreams down in my journals. Last night, I had a really weird dream about a new show for Spartan. Except you didn't look like yourself, Mr. Carlson. You look much more like a large muffin. And you said you had an exciting announcement. Well, you sang it. I'm a big fat muffin that loves to. That's no feat. But most of all, I'm a big fat muffin that loves to explode. And then you did.
Where's the Coke? I don't know. I guess Carlson puts it on his feet.
a little preface on this one. That was a disc jockey that got busted for giving up payola, and they caught him with cocaine. And Gary Sandy basically was going to get him fired and get him out of there because he was doing some crazy stuff. Well, anyhow, he got to Mr. Carlson, and Carlson asked him what the stuff was that he had. And he thought, and he said, well, it's foot powder. And this is where it goes.
Good heavens. I've lost all the feeling in the liver. You're going to be all right. For the love of Pete, Andy, I'm hooked. No, you're not. I got a monkey on my foot. Oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way. What a sight.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that. That's going to be part of the last thing there, because that's one of the most famous parts. And I don't want to spring it on you just yet. But that's how that station was, and it was a neat place. And I don't want to get that going right now, because it's a fun thing. But anyhow, we talked about the foot powder episode. And here's another one where Gary Sandy assumes the job as the one of the managers there, the program manager. And he's just come in from wherever he was out west. And he just took the job. And here's Johnny Fever coming in.
You're Travis?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm Johnny Caravella. I'm also known as Johnny Midnight, Johnny Cool, Johnny Duke, Johnny Style, and Johnny Sunshine. You can call me Johnny, okay?
Well, it's nice to meet you, Johnny.
Mind if I sit down?
No. No, please.
I'm a morning man. I just got off the air.
Got insomnia, you know. Can't go to sleep before 3. I gotta get up about 5. Get in here, be on the air by 6. This coffee gives me sharp as a tack.
You mind if I lie down? Go right here. Sunshine, haven't I heard of you?
You're not a cop, are you?
Johnny Sunshine. Johnny Sunshine, I remember. Yeah, it was Los Angeles in the late 60s. Johnny Sunshine boss Jack. Hey, you were very hot, man.
Yeah.
What happened there, though? Station fired you for some reason.
Well, I'll tell you something, baby. They all fire you somehow.
And it's for something that you, you did.
Yeah, well, we all do things, right?
It was something that you said.
Yeah. Booger.
I use the word booger on the air.
Right.
Yeah. I was making about $100,000 a year out there. And one day I said booger to Bozo's call station. Next thing I know, I'm in Amarillo hosting a garden show. Mind if I get some rum?
No, help so.
Where'd you go from there?
Denver, Boise, Fargo, it's all a blur to me. Tell you this, though, I never thought I'd end up at WKRP in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati?
Yeah.
This is the rock bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Les Nessman, winner of 5 regional broadcasting awards.
I know. We met in the lobby.
That's right. I wanted to chat, but I had to get on the air with the Hog Futures.
Hogs have futures, I don't.
Pleasure is all mine.
Well, thank you. You know, I sensed this morning somehow that I rubbed you the wrong way.
Me? Oh, no, I just had the hogs.
Travis? Sheriff Charlie here, head of sales and promotion. Welcome to WKRP in Cincinnati. Can't talk now, got meetings all day long, but we'll get together real soon. Look forward to it. Out of the way, Les.
Yeah. guess I better be going too. Good day, and may the good news be yours.
What is that all about?
Hey, John.
There are really one ball,
Anderson.
Who are you?
I'm Andy Travis.
Oh, yeah.
But what's with those two guys, anyway, huh?
What two guys? Unless, what, nasty this morning and nice now? Come on, Andy, you've been around, huh? And we're up for your job. Les wants an all-news and hog format. On the other hand, Herbert like an all-talk show format. I, personally, was hoping for all Hawaii. What do you got in mind?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't quite decided yet.
Listen, do you know about Carlson's mother?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You're going to love it in Amarillo. So, do you mind if I leave?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what. Here's the famous one. The most famous one of all. I mean, the most famous one of all. And it was actually based on an episode from a station in Cincinnati. And, you know, there was WLW-TV and CPO, WCPO. And those were two television stations, and they had radio stations. And then there was WKRC. And one of the guys that I went to school with at Ohio University, Tom McKee, happens to be a reporter at WKRC in Cincinnati. And he's in the Hall of Fame now. Very, very nice guy. We were both in the marching band at Ohio University, and I see him at homecoming once in a while. Maybe I'll see him this year at the homecoming in Athens, Ohio. But anyhow, supposedly WKRC pulled off something similar with turkeys. I don't know. I don't remember them doing anything like that. But here's the turkey episode that was one of the most popular shows. Let's watch.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am, huh? I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Freak?
So far, so good, man.
Gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now the crowd is curious, but well behaved. I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. Oh, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. I think it's a skydiver. Wilmington to the Earth from only 2,000 feet away. No shoots yet.
skydivers. I can't even tell you what they are. Oh my God, I'm talking to you.
Just going around pushing each other. Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity!
The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
I don't know how much longer farms running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay up here and watch this anymore.
No, I can't go in there.
Lass, are you there? Lass isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, but I just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with rockets. 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Whoever wrote that did a fantastic job. Yeah, that was one of the funniest shows. They need to do it again. Come up with the same type of characters. I mean, Howard Hessman is Dr. Johnny Fever. He reminded me of some people that I used to work with, really. And I never worked with Lonnie Anderson. Gee, I wish I did. I never met her, though. Just watched her on TV. And I swear one of my bosses could have been Mr. Carlson. But you never know. Anyhow, guys, that was WKRP. And like I said, it was on for like 5 seasons. And it started originally in California. And one of the shots that they did was going down a palm tree lined boulevard with Herb Tarlick going to work. There are no palm trees in Cincinnati unless you get to not zoological, it's a big arboretum there. And they do have palm trees in it, and it's worth going to see. It's at one of the parks in Cincinnati. They have some beautiful parks and some big parks too. But that was Cincinnati back then, and now, would I live back in Cincinnati with the crime that's going on? Probably not. When I was there, I could walk down the streets 8, 9 o'clock at night downtown. No problems. And I lived out in a place called Pleasant Ridge. It was a nice area. It really was. And it was a fun time. It really was. And then things got worse. And it's changed. And hopefully they can get the crime situation taken care of and Cincinnati can return to being a fun place. So that was WKRP. I mean, WKRC. Sorry, WKRP, Carp Radio. Anyhow. I hope you had a fun time tonight. I hope you had your popcorn and your pop and whatever, your favorite beverage. I hope you didn't kick the cat or the dog. I hope you had a fun time. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do something special next Wednesday, providing we don't get any updates. They never announce them. And then I get to watch the screen. And a little round dot, circle and circle and circle and circle, and then all of a sudden, zap. That's it. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Hope you had a fun time, and we will talk with you next week. See ya. Hey, before we go, I got to remind you, Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. See you there, and hopefully we can save you some money. Have a good one.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.